Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I always, listen, I love my sessions with Zoe. I call them sessions if you want to. But I love my sessions with Zoe because the emails that we get, later on in the next hour, I'm going to play a couple of voicemails that I received from people who, interesting people. They're not bad people. They're just interesting people. And, you know, we get them all the time. I don't grab them often enough, but when I do, sometimes I'm rolling around laughing. Other times, you know, you can just tell somebody who calls, they're calling for A, recognition, hoping I'll play it. And then number two, it's just being hateful. We don't need to be hateful. I mean, we can be to the point, we can be blunt. It's really funny. Many of you know I grew up in Boston, and before I even came on the scene, I used to always hear about how mean Boston people were, how cold they were. And I say, you know, it's really not the case. Some of the nicest, not nicest, but some of the most giving and caring people I know are Bostonians. And we just don't have time to play games. You know what I mean? I mean, like, when you stop to get directions in Boston, you know, the guy's really looking, what are you, stupid? You just passed the boat. It's 2 miles down the road. Now you got to go over here, and you got to make a left over here. Now you got to go all the way down, and you go down two blocks, make another left, put your way in the parking lot. Don't go past it again. That's not mean. It's just directing to the point. So, anyhow, I was getting a kick out of that. But, yeah, there's no time to play games. And that's kind of where Zoe and I are coming from when it comes with the Word of God. It's like, there's no time to, you've had 2,000 years to understand it, to read it, to believe it or not believe it or what have you. No more time for games. You know, I mean, when you talk about, you know, it's funny, Dennis Prager, I've talked to Dennis, not particularly about this, but I've talked to Dennis a half a dozen times about religion. Dennis, a devout Jew. Now, there's plenty of people that get all upset. I want you to think about this for a second. I didn't plan on going down this road, but whatever. So, there are atheists and other Jews and more Muslims and what have you. They get all upset at you when you start to tell them about Jesus. And Dennis says, look, I never get mad at a Christian telling me, explaining to me, or wanting me to accept his Jesus. And the reason I don't is I don't see it as a religious game for them. True believers in Christ, true lovers of Christ, they have a concern for my soul in their theology and what they believe. They have a concern for my soul. They love me. They want me to know the right Jesus. They want me to be in heaven with them. So it was a eye-opening and awakening moment for me because I never knew how to explain that. But think about where, if he was a stereotypical left-wing lunatic, he would have said, nah, you're just trying to shove that down my throat. Even some more conservative Jews I know feel that way or have said that. But he picked up on the fact that the average Christian just cared about him and loved him enough and wanted him to have the information he needed to make a decision because they cared about him. We don't get brownie points. It's not like every soul you get saved, God's got a bucket and then you get a Bitcoin, you know? It doesn't work that way. It really is about caring about those people. And you know, Zoe said it in the last segment. And it's so true. You know, it's like when you have this and you think you know this stuff, or you want other people to know, we get stupid sometimes. Right? Really. So when you think about this stuff, and you think about God, and you think about some of your Christian friends or other friends, you know, I don't know much about the other religions. I know a bit. I study them a bit, so when I sit down and talk to somebody, at least I don't sound like a total fool when I'm trying to talk to them about God. Right? But, I mean, I don't get offended when the Jehovah's Witness show up at my door or the Mormons show up at my door, I don't get offended. You know, when the Hare Krishnas or whatever they are, and I don't mean that in disrespect, at the airport come after, I don't, they are doing, they are pushing or doing what they believe to be truth. So that's kind of how I look at that stuff. If that offends you, I don't know what to tell you. You're listening to the wrong guy. Anyway, Jehovah's Seekers, hey, listen, I hear that we're going to get a treasure trove of information, and not just on what went down on the 6th, because you're going to see this entire narrative start to open up and play out. You're going to see truth. Now, they've been screaming at the angry mob, we're all Trump people, and the time frame doesn't work, and the message doesn't work to back that up and make that happen. Just like the impeachment, no trial. Didn't these people scream at us that no one is above the law? So if no one is above the law, and the law requires that they have a hearing, what happened? Seriously. Right? And, I can have somebody just wrote this. AOC said she was in fear for her life during the Capitol attack. She said that her life passed before her eyes, and she thought that it was her last day on earth. Really? Her life. What, how old is she? What did it take, 7.5 seconds? She's surrounded by Capitol Police. She's surrounded by other people that are protecting her, and she was in fear. She's been the one talking about, you know, brainwashing camps and violence. They don't like it when it happens to them, though. So I'm a senior host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up for the break. 13 and a half reasons why you shouldn't be a lefty. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back. Like the hopefully he got her said, permission and triplicate it in California. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe at therealside.com. Or if you want text alerts, it's real simple. Text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Let me welcome to the show author Judd Dunning. He's the author of 13 and a half Reasons Not to Be a Liberal. I told him he only really needed one. And the
exactly.
Right? I mean, seriously. You probably have 300.
Yeah, no, if we'd written all of them, we would have killed too many trees.
Right? And your recent piece about the three big reasons that liberals are wrong about the Capitol protest. I mean, they just, you know what? Yeah, why don't you just rewrite that to the reasons liberals are wrong? Just period. Lately,
exactly.
We can't get anything right, right?
No, in order to have a vision. So why are you going to listen to somebody if they don't have a vision? You tell me. I tell people, oh, tell me what the Democratic vision is. And people are like, oh, we hate Trump, and we're going to impeach Trump, and let's cancel everybody who's in our way. I'm like, yeah, well, what's going to happen next? We're going to give you $2,000 checks, guys. Well, wait, $1,400. But anyway, you know, there's nothing. There's nothing. What's the policy we've been hearing? This is why America was so scared about election integrity being greater than, was there enough fraud to overthrow the Electoral College? Like, the question was never, was there fraud or not? And so that's why we were paranoid, because these people were not giving anything inspiring and winning.
Judd, about 11 years ago, maybe, yeah, 11 or 12 years ago, the California legislature were actually, you ready for this? If you got liquid in your mouth, you might want to swallow it. They were actually arguing and debating over how much kiddie porn was too much porn. If the number is one, is it one CD? Is it one picture? Is it one file on your computer? I'm thinking, are these people for real? They're really having this conversation? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we need the old days, right? The store was way down off of a few blocks, and you had to, somebody snuck in there, destroyed them in the community, right? It's amazing what the moral relativism of the left versus the simple moral absolutism. What's good? What's right? What's supporting family? What's holding together our values? I mean, once again, I'm scouring every day. I'm actually working on my article. Newsmax picked us up to write now. I'm really honored. That just happened. And I'm a big fan of C.S. Lewis. He had the Screwtape Letters.
Yep.
And in the Screwtape Letters, they have that amazing, the devil comes over and Wright is coaching his nephew and saying, here's how you get people's souls. So I'm going to write 13 and a half reasons why to be a liberal. And that's going to be our next article. And I'm going to sit there and I'm going to try to find out, like, what is the left really thinking? Because they're not telling us.
No, they're not. Well, you know, I think we have a mutual friend in Evan Sayers who said, the minute you say, what is the left thinking, you've already said something wrong, because they don't think. They act based on emotion. And to a degree, he's right. If you think about it, you watch them screaming on the floor the other day, and all they were screaming against was white supremacy, misogyny, racism, going through all these buzz catches, buzz phrases, and you're thinking to yourself, that's all you got? Is that all we can look forward to for the next couple of years? Is you're going to use all these terms to try to make white people feel bad?
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, listen, yeah. The critical race theory and the 1619 Project. I mean, I met Evan years ago. He's one of the reasons I got into this side of politics. He's definitely rational, and he really is really ready to offend liberals back before it was cool.
Yeah.
Like, right now, it's interesting, right? Is, you know, they when they were talking about how the playbook to come back from the situation is conservatives actually have to stop being polite and constrained like they were during the Romney and McCain. We've actually got, and radio's leading the charge, we've actually got to be mean back. It's horrible. It's like, hey, we didn't want to lose that specific kind of dignity that we have. But if people are calling you a racist or gaslighting you or canceling you or claiming the moral high ground, there's no conversation. So, like in our book, 13 and a half Reasons Why, it was a great study of, well, what are the facts? I'm like, well, listen, buddy, you cannot pull away from the facts of context, history, and truth. So I think what the big movement of GOP next is not going to be just being, you know, the Make America Great party, but it's the energized conservative base where we're going to have to go deeper into, you know, what makes us conservatives and why. And it's pretty simple, isn't it? It's rationality. It's love, it's hard work, it's pride, it's unity, it's support. It's we sit in a lot of goodness.
But Judd, they're going to have to push away from the Facebook keyboard. I've been screaming for years. I've had four of my pages pulled on Facebook over the years. I've lost tens of thousands of followers on Twitter. I finally gave up with these mediums. I said, I'm done. I'm going to chase stations is what I'm going to do. So we're now on a pretty big group of stations, and it's great. And to your point, you just said it. I've been telling some of our friends, look, you got to get on terrestrial. You're going to have to find other ways to get your message out, or else they're going to squelch you, shut you. We're all of a sudden, we're scratching our head at the election and going, how'd this happen? Really? Are we really that dull?
No, you're right. It's like we're I don't think we're dull at all. I think we're pretty exciting. I think one thing people never thought, we thought we were the reserved, constrained, repressed, traditional right. I think Trump shattered that illusion. I mean, yeah. I think the conservative party was on, man. I'm happy to be an American. I'm still grateful. You know why? Because they can't put this to sleep. They can impeach again. Look, Mitch is doing the right thing, right? He's like, hey, you know what? This is a waste of time. There's going to be no trial that's going to happen in a rational time. And we're trying to kick that down the road. But I think there is some exciting things ahead. But you mentioned something that's really important, man. I have 2 million people in my groups. I've established, I've participated, I've earned into these groups that we put our show into. Anytime we post into, and this is before all this started to happen, anytime we post in our websites, Bullet Point Nation, and we're VPN Insider on Twitter, or Judd Dunning on Twitter, and anytime we post into the groups, we get shut down in jail 30 days. We lose our videos. Everything gets shut down. I've been in jail 4 or 5 times before this started. I'm actually out of jail because they're taking down bigger people.
You know, it's funny you should say that. We were on Vimeo. I was actually a paying client on Vimeo. And we were on there for 3 years. We were amassing video because we were doing really good on Facebook. Then they kind of canned us. So we went over to Vimeo. We were doing 250,000 to 300,000 views a week. And in 1 week, not only did they, after 3 years, they shut us down and took away all the videos. All right? So I'm telling people, right, Here's a paid service that I belong to. So YouTube, we got from 40,000, 50,000 views per video down to like nothing. So I just use it for storage. So people need to wise up. We need to get together and hit these services that we don't have to worry about. We'll talk more about that inside the break. We'll talk about your new book. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. You know, Judd, I'm one of the old guys in the group. I've been around a little while, and I went into...
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jobless claims are rising. The Labor Department reports 965,000 Americans filed for first-time benefits last week, up 181,000 from the previous week's revised level. Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick telling USA Radio News.
We're showing since late August, so that's not moving in the direction we want to be moving in. And I think they can be both at once. shocking, but not necessarily surprising.
President-elect Joe Biden set to deliver a primetime economic address on Thursday. He also tweeted on Wednesday, in a bipartisan vote, the House voted to impeach and hold President Trump accountable. Biden continues, now the process continues to the Senate, where he hopes they'll deal with their constitutional responsibilities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them.
Yeah. We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, if you want text alerts that the show's coming, which I don't get in today's world, just put it in your darn phone. Have it pop up, or you can grab our, we have an Android and Apple app. I don't know how long they're going to let us have that. When you read some of the titles of the stories of our shows, I'm sure somebody will come down on us there, too. I'm very careful not to change anything, change any kind of structure, because that's really when you end up in their site. So, but it's real simple. Just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. That's the only median so far that they haven't in some way, manner, or form censored or pulled back or what have you. I fear that's one of the last areas that we're going to have the ability to play with, if you would. So always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to have you tune in, be involved, get engaged. Man, you got to be engaged. You really do. Because if you're not getting the information you need, if you're not engaged, if you're not up to, I don't know, speed, whatever terminology makes you feel better about yourself, you're lost. You're behind. And you're going to lose. So get information. We don't want to be them. Right? I'm not trying to be mean, but we don't want to be them. Well, here's somebody who's not them. Judd Dunning joins me. Always appreciate his time with me. He's an author, a host, producer. And, you got to grab his book. First, Judd, tell them where to get your book before we get to talking and forget about it.
13 and a half Reasons Why Not to Be a Liberal and How to Enlighten Others, which is a bombastic title, but it's also just a great history book on conservative ideology, why you choose your ideology, the history and facts, and how to argue. So please check it out. It's a great journey, even for independents. It was a great Christmas gift, I heard. A lot of faces were shocked at Christmas when they opened up the package. But we're on Amazon. We're in all the bookstores. You can find us also at Bullet Point Nation.
Now, so are you really suggesting that we use facts to argue? Are you telling you don't want us to be like them and just throw stuff out there that sounds terrible and heathenistic and not play the game that way?
You know, I was listening to you just a moment ago, and I was thinking, you know, there's a hypocrisy about conservatives, right? We do cancel, and it's called free markets and individual liberty. It's like, I don't want to watch that. Change the channel, right? So, I mean, we do play hardball, but we don't play hardball by force, right? We play it within the realm of God, where we can relate to what we think is good or bad and make choices. And that's what's amazing about the country. And conservatives, we trust that fabric, right? We trust it. We're going to have to play hardball.
But we're just saying, let's return to the true nature of free markets. And the free markets of America are amazing how they deliver. They cancel things naturally. Yep. We don't need a nanny state to cancel things. We don't need big tech. We don't need socialism to cancel things for us.
No, and you know, long before Horowitz was saying it, I mean, the old timers on the show, I've been saying this for years, which is, as long as we keep playing by the Marcus of Queensbury rules, we're going to get run over because they've been using guerrilla warfare since day one. So I've had Horowitz on the show, right, and a half a dozen times he says the same thing. He says, look, we have to stop being gentlemen. We don't have to do anything illegal. We don't have to break the law. But we have to stop assuming that they're going to do the right thing and then be surprised when they bite us. That's just, that's stupidity. That's not even ignorance. That is just, you are being led to the slaughter for no reason whatsoever. We need to start fighting back, don't we?
We do. We do. You know, I think I have a certain, I think a lot of us are in, you know, a lot of Americans are in the middle. And my dad said it best, Joe. He said, hey, you know, if government's working well, kid, you shouldn't hear about it very much, you know? And that's not the world we live in right now. That was a great, And that, I mean, that's kind of inspiration from the book. And the other thing he said when I wrote this book, he said, you know, just government stay the heck out of my darn business.
Yep.
And I just was like, what's that about? And that's what I went and wrote and did this study. And the deeper and deeper and deeper you go, man, my goal is to age like Horowitz. My voice is, you know, evolving as I've got involved more in the media of writing a book. And when you sit with Horowitz, I mean, his writing, but his speaking, he doesn't speak to please. He doesn't pander. The guy just goes right down the center of truth, man. He's so connected to the Lord. It's amazing.
I used the word liberal, and he went off on me. You need to stop calling them liberals. They are communists. They are plain and simply
communists. Is that what
communists.
He said, really?
He went off. But he was right. When you look at Pelosi can't call herself a liberal. Schumer can't call himself a liberal. They are acting like communists, like fascists. My family came here on the boat from Italy when Mussolini had, you know, just died, just been killed. They lived under fascism. So they're worried about this country, and they're worried about what's going on here. But, you know, you brought it up, and we talk about it all the time. I said, I blame not just the conservatives. I'm going to go one step further with you. I'm going to say, I blame conservative Christians. I blame Christians that are staying on their knees when they actually should be running for school board, water board, city council. You know, we're called to run for these positions. We're called to choose godly men and women to rule over us because, you know, we don't have rulers like they do over in other countries. But really, if you think about it, our elected officials do make rules by which we're supposed to live with. You really think a heathen is going to make a rule that's going to make you and I happy?
Yeah, I mean, it didn't turn out well for all of Christ's disciples, right? I mean, if you go right back to the beginning, the truth of standing up for goodness, what America has done is a reluctant interventionist around the world, how we've intervened in so much despotism and pain and suffering. Why are we rationalizing this hyper-accommodationist and moral relativism at home like we don't care? It's not even who we are. It's like, and you know what? I think they thought the great reset they're talking about, the great divorce, as C.S. Lewis talked about, is we're divorcing ourselves from history, man. I mean, just our history. If you study Vietnam, if you study the Civil War, and if you study Korea, and you study all of the pan-Islamic wars, there was always something really. America didn't go over there, and we didn't take resources. We didn't rape. We didn't pillage. We built up at great expense. We left. We are a giving powerful country with a proud history. I don't know why we want to deconstruct it right now. The culture is so foreign to me, Joe. And you're talking right down the row. If you know, Trump did a great job, didn't he? I really felt okay being publicly a Christian again under the Trump administration. It was the first time in many years. He did a wonderful job.
Yeah. He did, and he allowed people to be who they were. And it didn't matter whether you were a Christian or a Buddhist or a Jew or whatever.
Right.
It was okay to practice your religion. It was not a problem. But you don't get that same thing from the other groups. And I fear it's going to get worse, and not just for Christians. I mean, anybody out there that's on the left, whether you're Buddhist or, well, maybe Muslims might be somewhat protected because it seems like they're afraid of them or what have you. But when you look at some of the other religions, they're going to shut them down as well. They don't realize that. They don't see that coming. But again, we've allowed that to happen. Look, Judd, my biggest screaming on the show is always the same thing. why do we not have more Christians in as teachers in elementary and high school? Why don't we have more Christians as professors in colleges? Why are we not stepping up to take our rightful places in these positions of power / authority importance, if you would?
I think there's still a tough culture out there, you know, for even though it's a better national environment. I mean, people really have to put it on the line to stand in their faith, at least publicly, right? There's not that many safe space, I hate to even use the word, for a Christian to be passionately Christian unless they're in a Christian organization, though. You know, I mean, there's still the separation of church and state conundrum is that people don't understand the separation of church and state from our founding and what it actually meant, that we had, you know, 46 or 50 people had Bibles in the hand, and we just weren't going to have a state religion that everybody had to practice. It was never to take it out of the public square. And that's, you know, that goes back. It's actually interesting. They did some studies, too, on the war on poverty when it started failing.
Yep.
And it was actually the same year in the 70s when they took public prayer out of schools and how that affected the black community. So they were hyper-accommodation saying, hey, you're a victim, you're weak, we're going to help you. You've been victimized, et cetera. And blacks and Larry Elder and Thomas Sowell talked about this so much. They were upwardly mobile. They were moving the fastest of any group. They were doing great. In the 70s, we cut their knees off. But what people don't really focus on, we are a sensitive culture of beliefs and systems that support our legislation. That's right when they pulled prayer out of public schools. And public schools were the backstop to broken homes. And religion was in the actual ethos of schools. So it's a sensitive society. I agree with you. So how do we reinstall and reinstate like faith-based living without it saying you have to be a Christian? But, you know, these are our values. And Trump was doing a pretty good job, man. I was pretty happy. I mean, we'll see what Biden does. I don't think he's got a shot in heck with the kind of people that he's surrounded with.
Oh, no, no. But listen, we need to be as bold as Christ was. That's the problem. We're not bold. We sit back and we want to live peaceably with everybody, even though they're running over us. We talk about live and let live. Well, they don't let us live. At some point in time, you've got to stand. You know, Jesus said, turn the other cheek. I only got two cheeks, buddy. After that, the gloves are off. We're going for a break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. Roll music to get you back into your seat. Nice cup of coffee. Let's get rolling again. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Be part of the conversation. You want to be part of the solution, but don't be part of the solution if you're like them and you really don't have any information. You're just throwing stuff around. Don't do that. Judge Donnie George, he's an author and a host, producer, and president of CU Media Group. And, you know, he's written a book. You got to go grab this on Amazon, but wait till we're done talking so you can hear the rest of this. The 13 and a half reasons why not to be a liberal. I was teasing him and said, no, you only really need one reason because who they are, period. Judge, thanks for joining me. I appreciate your time.
I appreciate your time, and I want to tell you, during the break, I just bought your book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It's in my Kindle. I can't wait. I have to tell you, it's funny. We definitely are connected, because when I do some comedy, I open and I say, God bless America. My name's Judd Dunning. I'm a white, southern, Christian, heterosexual, Republican male, or as half of the country likes to call me now, the problem. So we are on the same page, brother. That's so interesting. So good to be here.
Well, it's, you know, the best way to beat them and get them crazy is to use sarcasm with their own stuff against them. You know, it's just so acid. I had a very good conversation with a Democrat who was very liberal, and I said, all right, so in San Diego, you have a high school on one side of town that the homecoming dance, they don't want prom king or queen. They want prom person. Because, you know, you really shouldn't have male or female. On the other side of town, you have a high school that's fighting over the fact that you should be allowed to have two queens or two kings. But which is it? It's Okay, I mean, you guys either want, you either want changes or you don't. I would love to conform. I just don't know how. And after babbling for about 7 minutes, he said, you know, I'll have to look into it. Because it doesn't make any sense. You can't smoke enough weed for it to make any sense. Seriously. So, anyway.
Yeah, you can go to the, or you can go to the school down the street where everybody wants their participation trophy, prom queen,
there you go.
King and queen,
everybody
idol.
Gets a, there
so
you
everybody
go.
Gets it.
I missed that one. That's, that should have been the third option. Everybody gets a King and Queen
go.
Title. There you go. All right, well, 3.5 reasons why not to be a liberal. I mean, people, you got to pick up the book. You really do. So one of your points is why big government fails almost all the time, or at everything, really. Now, come on. Have you heard Pelosi? They are our salvation.
Yeah, I mean, that's great that they're our salvation, but the reality of economics have clearly stated that most government programs fail. There have been countless interventionist, catastrophic government mistakes that have destroyed lives and spread misery. I appreciate their sound bites, but history says different. I mean, we can go back to FDR's New Deal failing to lift us out of the Great Depression. We can go back to the war on poverty. We can go to the housing crisis. We can go to Obama's shovel-ready was not as shovel-ready as we expected. There are facts and facts and facts that business is best left in the hands of Americans themselves. This package is a lie.
Oh, yeah, it always has been. Hey, what do you mean by people are inherently unequal? I mean, that doesn't sound very Christian-like.
Yeah. The, you know, the great thing about settling it, if you want a, you know, truly want a fairer, more just, more equal society with prosperity rather than shared misery, the only economic solution is capitalism. And people don't want to face that, the inequality of success. It's like when you go out on a basketball, baseball, football team, for those of us that still have those roots to America, the competition shows you somebody's going to be better, somebody's going to be worse. And that's the nature of the game. So, you know, that's the whole chapter on that really goes on the fact that it just supports the fact that the way that free markets, competitions, et cetera, work for people. And so, you know, people get offended by the fact that other people are inherently better. But what the beauty of America is as we all know, we have equal opportunity. You know, no guarantees, equal opportunity. No safety net, no ceiling, free market capitalism rocks.
Wait a minute, no safety net? What the heck's that all about? You do have a misleading title in here, because I don't know if you caught when Obama was president. American exceptionalism doesn't exist. It's not there. But you say it's not only is it there, but it's a hate. It's not a hate crime. I mean, come on. Really?
Yeah. You know, it's, I love this fact, Joe. I mean, if you go back in history, where did this American exceptionalism? So in 1929... Joe Stalin said the heresy of American exceptionalism. So you can take Obama's Amerishame that he packaged. He went to the UN and told us how horrible we were in front of the nation and in front of the world. You remember that? You're like, wait a minute, are you talking about us? I don't know that guy. I mean, I was so embarrassed during his UN speech. I'm like, are we really that bad? I got to go take a shower. That guy's Amerishame, he just poured it on it. Why? Because the deconstructive nature shifted our trust over to government. Government becomes the new religion. Religion becomes Jesus and everything else, and America goes to second. And then we make the state the religion. And Obama was deconstructing us. He was gaslighting us on how great we are. And that's what was great about Trump. Trump came out and said, don't take your light and hide it under a bucket. Take your light up to a mountain, as it says in the Bible. Let it shine and liberate everybody else. Trump challenged us to say, hey, I am great. That 70-year-old guy gets up 6-5 hours a day, and he's been able to create greatness, and he inspired us. It was great. I enjoyed it. I liked the challenge.
Well, think about something. A guy at his age, there's a lot of young guys I know that couldn't keep up with him, that don't have. But part of that, I try to tell people, it's because he believes in what he's doing. He has a passion for this country, he believes in what he's doing, and he's willing to work hard to make it happen, and he's not willing to give up till it does happen. There's not many people, probably you and I collectively know, that have that kind of energy and that kind of drive, do we?
Yeah, it was great. It was an essence of America. But if you go back in history, there's been a ton of us.
Yeah. So,
like, and me and you.
Yeah, I know. Just about the time I'm sitting here going, why am I doing this? And then stupid stuff starts popping up everywhere. But I'll tell you, my other fear, you're obviously a younger guy than I am. My fear is that a lot of the younger conservatives, younger Republicans, the younger people as a whole, they don't have the stomach, if you would, for the fight. They don't like the negatives. They don't like what it truly takes to win. How are you going to overcome that?
Yeah, I think it's very, very, I think there was a lot of positive blowback. I mean, look, I've got a 22-year-old who remained nameless because she disowned me to protect herself. But, you know, she sits around in a discussion where she is seeing through the fact that, I mean, right now I'd say we've disenfranchised. I think the left is disenfranchising so many people from being politically active. I think when Trump said, hey, fake news, which is, it's been said before, but it's never been repeated so much in our lexicon. It actually brainwashed us, like, yeah, I better look at five other sources, because is this true? People actually became more conscious. But the way the vitriol, from the electoral challenge to the Mueller report, to the impeachment, to the 25th Amendment, to the second impeachment, it's gotten so bad, we've really, really pushed a lot of these young people out of the game. So I think a lot of them are, awokened. I don't even want to use that word now, but they're on fire. I think a lot of them are disenfranchised. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I think the free market itself may draw them in, because you do get more interested in your society when you start paying like 40% taxes. You know, suddenly they're like, what? You know, build a wall. You know,
what happened to my check?
Yeah.
No, I have a lot of interesting conversations. I deal a lot with young men, and it's always interesting to hear what they thought politics was about, or what they thought government should be doing or shouldn't be doing. And it falls on the education system. It goes back to what I rail on the show on a regular basis. If true conservatives would take their proper place in the education world, we'd have kids that were informed. A lot of what you see out there in the streets, these kids are uninformed. They're uneducated. They don't know what the role of government is, or even the breakdown of government, how it's supposed to operate. But
yeah,
what they've heard in the last 6 months or so, they can't put much trust in it.
Well, with our school system, most of them think that the founding, the president that was active during the Civil War was Abraham Kardashian. You know what I'm saying? There's a pretty bad history out there. They're checking their phones. Abraham Kardashian, who's this? I mean, there are some serious issues in the education system. You know, I guess what you just did a call earlier in the show for Christians to get involved in education and politics. But I'd also say just rationalists to get involved in academia. Academia is still, I mean, and I know this firsthand from putting kids through school and other people, it's still got some serious problems. And Pepperdine out here does a pretty good job. They have this quota that they do of political balance in there, which is really rare in the United States of America. So, yeah, we have to battle that. Now, here's the thing. I think a lot of these younger people also were getting varied information from social media. But this is, look, this is my statement for the week. The vengeful vindictive victimcrats are triggered in executing the biggest safe space cleansing and big tech digital book burning the West has ever seen. And that's what these young people are going to be involved in. So hopefully, you know, they keep moving. Young people are really great. They'll keep moving to different sources to challenge the status quo. I have faith in them.
Well, we only got about a minute left. Tell people where they can find out more about you, where they can read what you're writing on a regular basis, and how they get your book.
Oh, thank you so much, Joe. Judd Dunning on Twitter, BPN Insider on Twitter, and which is our show, bulletpointnation.com. You can find us on YouTube at Bulletpoint. Myself and Michael Loftus of Fox do a great show. And on there, our book is 13 and a half Reasons Why and Not to Be a Liberal and How to Enlighten Others on Amazon, everywhere you go to bookstores right now. And you can also get it through Newsmax as well.
Great. People, you got to get informed. You can't fight the fight without having the information. Okay, next hour, it's all Joe. And I got some voicemails that people left. It'll set you on fire, and a lot I want to talk about, a lot I need to unload about. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to The Real Side.
Hey, thanks, man.